Thoughts. Thoughts are very tricky. So take a moment to gently get in contact with the person behind your eyes, the observer you. You can't look at this part of yourself because it is just looking from the I here now. So just touch the big mind part of yourself and then look at this next domain from that perspective. Get in touch with the target you've been struggling with and then watch which thoughts show up from this place. See if you can catch just one, much as you might catch a fish. See if you can reel it in and you know, say its name to yourself. Now see if you can just think that thought without trying to minimize, diminish, or argue with it. It's important that you don't try to diminish it or dismiss it because it will demand your attention in agreement if you do. See if you can really listen to it and give it your maximum attention, much as you might listen to a babbling baby, carefully but with neither agreement nor disagreement. You are not believing the thought, and you are not disbelieving it. You are seeing it as a thought. And perhaps we worked on the milk, milk, milk exercise, and you remember that process. Notice that it is indeed true that your mind thinks this when coming in contact with your target. Is it okay if that thought is simply a thought? See if you can think that thought as a choice. This doesn't mean you believe it. It doesn't mean you disbelieve it. It means allowing your mind to think that thought as a thought on purpose. Ask yourself if there is anything in there that is fundamentally bad, hostile, or harmful that you cannot have if this thought is just a thought. When you sense you are more willing to think the thought as a thought, set it aside and get in touch with your target. And once you are experiencing your target, you can go thought fishing again. When you catch the next thought associated with your target, you can repeat this track, this process, and keep going through this process repeatedly until you've gone through many prominent thoughts associated with your target. When you're going through, you can also ask yourself other questions about the thought. You can notice the thought and say, cool, nice thought, that's a good one. And you could notice whether you've seen that thought before. Do not do any of this dismissively or in a way that patronizes your mind. You are allowing it to do what it knows how to do without adding or subtracting to it. It will provide you with a sequence of words that you are going to hear, and you are going to respectfully decline to struggle with these thoughts either way. You are just going to hear them with understanding. When after you've cycled through as many thoughts as you need to, then you'll be ready to go on to the next section, which is memories.